The Minister of Power, Dr. Kwabena Adonko, says he still stands by his word of ending load shedding by the end of this year. Appearing before the Government Assurances Committee of Parliament, the Power Minister said even though measures have been put in place to meet the deadline, barring unforeseen technical occurrences, the timeline might be pushed forward by some weeks into January.
Yes, indeed, I made a promise that load shedding will end by the end of this year. Fortunately for us, we're still not at the end of the year. But Mr. Chairman, in terms of all mechanical things, you will plan, you will put in place measures to ensure delivery. But normally in project management, you will have some allowance to make room for slippage and add or take away 2 weeks. Technically, by the end of the year, load shedding should be over. But the caveat is that barring any unforeseen circumstances, for example, Mr. Chairman, if the FPSO Kwame Nkrumah, which supplies gas to the Atuabo gas processing plant, should it trip, it will mean we will lose about 630 megawatts of power in the Abuaze corridor. And it had a number of trips in the last 6 months or so. The good thing is that whenever it trips, it's never taking up to a week to bring it back to production. And that is why I'm talking about a possible slippage one way or the other of about 2 weeks. If it slips, then we have a challenge.
Well, Dr. Donko also justified the Ameri contract, saying it is the best value for the country.
Ameri is a 250 megawatt plant. Ameri is modular in that the plant comes in modules of 25 megawatts each. There are 10 of them. We expect that the first 100 megawatts should be available by the end of the year. And should there be any slippage, the slippage should not go beyond 1 week. Mr. Chairman, it is also important to acknowledge that considering the brouhaha over Ameri, that Ameri is the cheapest plant we have in the country for all the thermal plants. The approved tariff by PURC is 11.459 cents over the 20-year period. That is cheaper than all other thermal plants in the country.